Things to do when you're bored. I'm always amazed at my own ability to get bored. It should be almost impossible in this day and age. Jesus, even if I ended up living on a chunk of ice floating just off the Greenland coast, I would have, at the very least, memories of thousands of TV shows and movies and video games, etc., etc., and that's on top of my real-life memories that have nothing to do with those stupid little stories. How lazy am I that I actually toss my game controller aside, step over a pile of candy-coated magazines, click off whatever hilarious website making a witty point about whatever celebrity is in trouble for flashing her beaten snatch today, and stand arms akimbo looking out my window to Avenue A and pout like Donald Trump shouting, "I'm bored," to the beautiful heavens above. There's no excuse, young man. That's me. I'm yelling at myself. Get out and make something happen. Put down your graphic novel and get out there and make your own fun. Seriously. Here are a few ideas to get you, me, going. Murder someone who deserves it. Try it. I bet it's way harder than you think. You can't leave a trace or you will be living in fear of every knock on the door, every phone ring or fax noise. Although, come to think of it, you probably would never be bored again. All right, maybe I'm starting off too advanced. Let's step it back a tad and rethink this. Okay, how about these ideas? When an employee at a store, the Gap, or anywhere where you are hounded as soon as you enter by someone seeking a commission as a supplement to their minimum wage, comes up to you from behind and asks you if you need any help, act completely startled. Jump a bit and say, oh, you scared me, and laugh a little, but to yourself. But don't stop laughing. That's the key. Laugh for about a minute and a half. Always look to the employee for some assurance. Then, in as smooth a transition as possible, start crying. Cry softly for a minute and then fall to the floor and take a nap, crying yourself to sleep. Then refuse to leave until someone brings you a glass of warm milk. Buy one sock, immediately return it. If you are on a long flight, bring on board one of those S&M black leather one-piece masks with no eye holes and just like a zipper for the mouth. Wear it, and when someone inevitably complains, while you've got it on, explain that it's your sleep mask and you would appreciate not being disturbed. Try to do this in an aisle seat and keep your head as far out into the aisle as possible. At some later point, order a glass of wine and drink it with the mask on through your zipper hole. Then, with the mask still on, complain about how the movie is not family-friendly enough. Also fart and get frustrated not being able to smell it. Wear an iPod, or any MP3 player, or a CD Walkman is even better, with big, noticeable old-school headphones, but don't have anything playing. Walk into a shoe store, or again, any store where you are annoyingly followed all around the store by an employee, and slightly bop your head to the music and hum a little, and then every once in a while sing something about getting shoes or shoe store. And when the employee starts to strategically align him or herself so that they can ask you if you need any help, pretend you don't see them and try to get them to follow you through as much of the store as possible, but always be enjoying your, quote, music, unquote. As the employee gets farther away, but still, when in earshot, start singing a little louder and completing more verses. Pick up shoes, considering them while singing, "Lazy motherfuckers in the shoe store, need to get my shoes, but I don't know what to do. Why can't I get no help? All I want to do is get a new pair of shoes," etc., etc. Keep doing this until the employee, now confused, comes over and taps you on the shoulder. Make a big deal about being into your song and not noticing at first. And when you do notice, turn your iPod, quote, off and take your headphones off as well. Smile and acknowledge them. And when they ask you if you'd like any help, just smile and say, "Oh, no, I'm just killing time while my girlfriend is trying stuff on." Then put your headphones and iPod back on and start singing even louder about how this dumbass shoe store clerk don't know how to help me. All I want is these Reeboks in a size 10 and a half. Can I get some goddamn help here?